Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, this is Fernando. It is 4th of July. It's Sunday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Chi-Town. Well, not actually Chi-Town, it's Chicagoland. We're about like 30 minutes. As you can see, you can hear that things in the background. Those are fireworks actually going off right now, because it's 4th of July. That's right, you can hear that. Boom, 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 boom. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about some news, current events, as usual, and also maybe some fireworks. We're going to be talking about some, you know, things going on the news, maybe reading some news, and we are going to apply some biblical perspective on some of those. What's the topic today? Why is it unrighteous to base your faith that Christ is a man in order to be saved, according to the Bible? And we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to play some music during break time. And that is going to be surprise. Surprise. I can already hear my co-host, actually. Are you over there right now in the Orlando?
Kind of.
Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Happy 4th of July to you, too.
Yeah. The Independence Day. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. You hear that? I can hear it.
I did.
Yeah, we are commonly known, you know, that the Independence Day is commonly known as the 4th of July. It's actually a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the adoptions of the, guess what? Declarations of Independence. A little quiz. What year?
1796.
What? 1796. You're way off.
Really?
You're 20 years ahead. 1776.
I'm not off. I still got the 1, the 7, and the 6.
1796.
I know,
but
we're off.
Well, it's okay. On what country? What country did they declare independence from? That's the question.
Ivanko, that means, I don't know, I think from Britain or England.
Yes, yeah, of Great Britain back in the day. Yeah, so as you can see, the Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, you know, some of those parades, barbecue. I can smell some barbecues out there. I guess it's just the neighbors doing it, but... carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, some families actually, they do their family reunions on, you know, Independence Day, 4th of July. You'll see some political speech ceremony, and various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, tradition in the United States, yada, yada, yada. And it's a national day in the United States. We're in the United States, so... you know, just happy 4th of July. That's we're going to. But we should move on, shall we? Shall
yeah.
we? And well, we shall. So what do you... Okay, go ahead.
I have a question. You know how, like, Boston area, I heard, has, like, really bad-tasting water or something like that? I wonder if that has to do with the Boston Tea Party. All right, go ahead.
No.
That's what I was thinking about.
No. But you know what Boston Tea Parties are, right?
Where they threw a bunch of tea into the river or something?
No. My goodness. All right. We should stop right there. Boston Tea Party. Parties. You don't know the history of the Boston Tea Party?
I thought they just dumped a whole bunch of tea. They dumped a whole bunch of tea in the river or something.
I'm going to give you a little, what do you call that? You know, history in the Boston Tea Party?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is real quick, less than 2 minutes, all right? Okay, Boston Tea Party is actually, that happened in Eklund colonists, in Boston, actually. It's one of them that used to be a town in British colony in Massachusetts. There we go, in Boston. They actually, this is against the British government. It happened in 1773. This is before the, 3 years before the Independence Day. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the officials actually in Boston refused to return 3 shiploads of tax tea because they usually tax, tea and all that to Britain.
Uh-huh.
They refused to do that. They actually was a group of colonists boarded the ships and destroyed the tea by throwing it in Boston Harbor. So the incident remains in the... Yeah, I know, but that's the 1773. That's, all the tea would have been diluted by now. They don't do that. The incident is actually an iconic event of American history, especially in politics. To this day, actually, there's tea parties actually going on. Check your local Republican stuff. they do. They hold the tea parties and all that. So, So that's a little FYI. So the tea party. Can't believe you say that. Wonder what Boston's water tastes does different because of the tea party. Tea party's going on over there. Oh man, I lost it somewhere. All right, we're going to be going here. We're going to be doing some birthdays, maybe some Facebook birthdays, and all the listeners out there that's having a birthday today, happy birthday, Spirit birthday and all that. And also, happy birthday to them. We're going to be doing some odd news momentarily. Just stay with me here. They kind of... A little sidetrack here because of Dawn's tea party comment. All right. So what did you do for, for Independence Day? What did you do so far?
Well, I was at church and I was really enjoying it. Well, I was really enjoying yesterday, but today I got to practice dancing at church and then, and then we came home and stuff like that, and then we went to business because we have business shop in superhighway.com. That's product brokerage business. There's very few things that we don't carry, so we actually we just purchased another business. So we still do shop in superhighway.com, but we have now how to retire. So if you don't know what 401k is or what an IRA is or how to, kind of keep most of your money rather than the government getting the majority or almost the majority of your money, go ahead and contact us, through. You can also contact us through the Shopping Superhighway at the Contact Us button. Just let us know that that's what you want information on is the how to financial freedom through that, how to retire and go beyond. So that's what we did today. We went for a business training and learning more about preparing to get the license for being financial advisor. So that's what we did today. And then watched some fireworks with the kids from the house. And then we are on the radio. So that's pretty much what we did.
That sounds like fun. And did you have some cookout? Bake some anything or put something on the grill?
No, I had a bite to eat that was a cookout from I don't know when. But I think it was recently. anyway, and I think somebody's cooking out right now, though. I think so. Some chicken or something on the grill.
How many kids do you have? 20 kids?
No, but I think that's all to, like, we got 5 plus 3.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that. But anyway, speaking of birth control.
What was that? Yeah, so we got 5 and then there's 3 over here.
I've never really come across with this, you know, too many birds. Actually, the in Las Vegas. Is that Las Vegas? I don't know. Let me read this real quick. Actually, pigeons. Cities are actually trying to have the birth control because, you know, there's no joke. There's a lot of, you know, they're multiplying like rabbits. Imagine that, birds multiplying like rabbits. The latest approach to combating the messy scourge of urban pigeon is to con them into eating pellets laced with contraceptive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's not good. I think, you know. Okay. My opinion on that is the, you know, that's stupid. Why can't we just eat them? They taste like chicken. You know, what is your biblical perspective on that?
Well, are they giving them human birth control pills? Because I can just imagine barely, you know, I don't want to imagine, though, but that there would be deformed birds with hands growing out of them and, you know, they're like paw things. I don't know, it will look more like hands with 4 fingers, you know.
They have a little hand, they're just trying to fly. That's scary. But
yeah.
Anyway, what's your opinion? What say you?
That's what I say. I see that I think it's a bad idea because they might end up with deformed birds. Maybe if they think there's too many birds, maybe it's because there's something going on in Las Vegas that shouldn't be going on.
Well, it's not just Las Vegas. I think, you know, cities, they are trying to implement all that because of, you know, the bird poop.
Isn't birds supposed to be cheerful? I mean, they're like, tweet, tweet, tweet. Why don't you want birds around? Unless
you
got, like, hundreds of birds swarming you, one person.
What? And chicken meat, I mean, they're good. I mean, they're better than chicken. You know?
Oh, yeah, you can eat them. See, there you go.
It's a bird of chicken. Why don't you just, you know, catch them and feed them to the homeless people, you know what I mean? Make soup out of them. Some potatoes, broccoli, rice, and beans. Some tacos with it. Some refried beans, you know.
Yeah.
Some macaroni, call them. Yeah, they're all macaroni birds. I mean, they, you know, mix up with macaroni. Man, that's good. They're pretty good. You know, why? Get that. But anyway, they're saying beginning this month, 3 Vegas parks will set up automated theaters that promise to dramatically cull pigeon populations, simply by preventing them from reproducing. And they call the key is what they call oval control P. It's a P that contains a chemical known as nicarbazin. I don't know how I'm pronouncing that right, which prevents bird eggs from being fertilized. Here. Let's eat them. I got a better idea. Let's eat them. You know, instead of all this sort of taxpayer money to this nonsense, dozens of the other entities around the nation, including the Santa Monica Pier and the State Park in Arizona, the St. Paul, Minnesota Animal Control Division, and California Oil Refinery, are likewise giving world to over control P, which the Environmental Protection Agency endorsed for general use in March. They said they tried everything from pigeon pipes to wires, you name it, but it doesn't work. That's what the guy Kevin Parker says, a park maintenance from Clark County, Nevada. Hey, Kevin. Kevin Parker, I have an idea. Let's eat him.
Yeah, right?
Eat the bird. It was. It tasted good. We checked in. Oh my goodness. They said beggars are the one of the prime breeding grounds for pigeons. And it says since the lack of cold winters allows for as many as 6 mating seasons a year. Wow, this is just like someone I know.
What?
Nothing. Yeah, so everything run on other ideas, he said. You know, the guy's parking, spending about $2,300 on battery operated bird feeders in a supply of the special feed from some company in San Diego. And because there's a company that holds exclusive rights to the oval control feed. And they said in the first week, the feeders will spray corn at an appointed time in order to train pigeons upon eat. Feeders will spit out carbosin tuna pellets as well. I don't know. It sounds scary. I don't want to do it. Pigeon, I don't want to. Yeah. We should just let the pigeon know that they're gonna do that. I don't know what they're gonna do. Yeah. What about? Wow, what are you doing out there now? So, here we go. It's about, 19 minutes into the hour here. And later on, we're going to be talking about, if you guys want to call in, 347-884-8125. Also, I'm going to attempt to open up my chat room. So, I know there's a lot of people that want to get into the chat room. Second here. Bear with me here, but my internet connection. Really good here. All right. Give me the rundown. What did you? What else is happening there? Instead of besides the fireworks.
I thought it was 94 degrees here. 94
wow.
Degrees. That's hot.
Well,
no wonder why I was sweating. I was wondering. I was like, I'm sweating. I wonder what. And then I seen the thing, and it's like 94 degrees out. So
yeah,
that explains why I was sweating just sitting there. Yeah. It's just like a lot of sweat. So, yeah, pretty much just like I was learning some interesting things because I know somebody that has a 401k and they were just laid off from their job and they've been putting into this 401k, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 years. So, you know, imagine $200 to $400 a month, you know, putting into your 401k in order to find out that if you actually need the money, you know, to pay something, the government is actually going to get about 31% in Illinois, like with federal and state tax. Plus, there's if you're not 59 and a half years old, they're going to also charge an additional 10% tax. So that's like, 41% tax? You know, so like almost half of whatever if you need to get money out, it's going to be paid in penalties. But I found out a way to roll that over. So if you just need a small portion of that money, you can actually save thousands of dollars in the fees. So it's kind of like win-win. So I'm planning to speak with that person. And if you know anybody out there in the same situation or that you lost a lot of money in your 401k, like $20,000 or something, even $10,000, you know, contact us through shopinsuperhighway.com or through Fernando's show to get more information. I was really like looking forward to finding that out. So it's good I found that information out to help somebody.
Good. And also the little switch on the news here. You know that dude Kobayashi, you know, that winner, one of the hot dog eating contest champion, you know? Is that
the Chinese guy?
I guess Japanese, Chinese, Asian
guy.
Yeah, talk about upset stomach. After bailing out of this year's Nathan Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, the competitive eating legend Takaru Kobayashi rushed the stage in Coney Island only to be arrested by police. Moments after Joey, the Josh Chestnut, took home his fourth straight mustard belt at the famed Independence Day Eating Contest, Kobayashi tried to take the stage, so he was arrested.
What?
Oh, he's arrested.
Why was he arrested?
Because he's trying to rush the stage. I guess he's trying to, like, you know, contest.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what happened. Oh, he's a Japanese. Yeah, he's Japanese. That's right. Nathan actually from Texas. Nathan the Jaw.
Wow.
Nathan, no, not Nathan. What am I talking about? Joey. The Jaw
Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
Joey
Nathan.
The Dog Chestnut.
Yeah. Yeah. How many hot dogs can you eat?
Who, me?
You.
Maybe three, but I don't really like hot dogs a lot.
Mm,
hot dogs okay sometimes, like in spaghetti. I think just that I know they're not healthy. I'm more like bratwurst. Because bratwurst is healthy.
That's right. All right, let's go on TV on this day. That's 19. What am I doing? July 4th, 2010. I almost said 1910.
Wow.
19. I almost said that. Almost July 4th. Actually, we want to do this. July 4th, 1976. The United States celebrated its bicentennial. In 1776,
yeah.
Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence. The bicentennial. Yeah, that's right. Interesting. On this day, 1802, on this day, actually, the U.S. Military Academy opened at West Point, New York.
Wow.
All right, write this down. 1845, American writer Henry David Thoreau began a two-year experiment in simple living at Walden Pond near Concord, Massachusetts. On this day, Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, was born in 1872 in Plymouth, Vermont. So, 1946, this day, the Philippines became independent.
So what?
They said from 1946, the Philippines became independent.
Wow. July 4th?
Independent of, yeah, I guess. That's what it's
cool.
Right here on my list. Independent of what? I don't know.
Wow.
fast forward, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a Information Act into law. Who? The Information Act into law.
Into
law. Law, yeah.
Dad.
On this day, well, 1976, Israeli commandos raided Entebbe Airport in Uganda, rescuing almost a passenger and crew of their jet liner seized by the pro-Palestinian hijackers back in 1976. On this day,
wow.
2004, the cornerstone of Freedom Tower was laid at the World Trade Center Heights. The cornerstone of the Freedom Tower, which used to be known as the World Trade Center, was laid at the World Trade Center site July 2004. And 2009, former Tennessee Titans quarterback Steve McNair was fatally shot in Nashville in a Nashville condo by his mistress and killed herself. Tragic. July 4th, 2009. Also 2009, on this day, the Statue of Liberty Crown was reopened to tourists for the first time since September 11, 2001. Because of the terrorist attack. Mm-hmm, 2009, that's last year. And current birthday, Neil Simon turns 83 today. Also, George Steinbrenner, baseball owner, turns 80 today. Geraldo Rivera, a TV news and correspondent, turned 67. Also, Horace Grant. Horace Grant, a basketball player, used to play for the Bulls. I remember them. Part of the 3P era. with Jordan, with Michael Jordan, 40 turns 45. 45 today. And those, my friends, y'all, look at this. Ten, 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 ten. And this is by the Banana Finances. How would you like to be finding out, you know, stuff in your, what kind of stuff are you finding in your backyard?
What kind of stuff do I find in my backyard?
What is that unusual stuff you're finding? You know, name one. I'll name a couple, whatever.
How about dog poop that looks like
that doesn't belong
granules.
To
It doesn't look like dog poop. It looks like ground up dirt in a turd.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. All right.
Isn't that unusual?
not this one. This one is actually found in fossils. This happened
tassels.
In Tennessee. Fossils, yeah. Prehistoric.
What do tassels look like?
Fossils. Fossils.
Oh,
not
fossils.
Yeah. This is
how do you know it's tassels?
Fossils.
Fossils,
F-O-S-S-I-L-S, all right. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Some prehistoric tonsil. I don't know if that doesn't even make sense. But anyway, I found that this guy named Jim was waiting for a word on the installation of his new backyard pool when actually he received a phone call from his wife. And the wife says, you're not going to believe it. They found a dinosaur. They said, in fact, while digging 8 feet beneath Layden's Brenton, Tennessee backyard on June 30th, contractors the bones of a prehistoric mammal, possibly a trilophodon, part of the mastodon family. I don't even know what exactly they look like, but mastodons are extinct relatives of today's elephants. Layden said he was shocked to learn that fossils, not tonsils, fossils, which one expert says could be anywhere from 30,000 years old to 2 million years old. Oh, yeah, there you go. To 2 million years old. Where, oh, yeah, we were giving a guess from like 30,000 years old to like a million, yeah.
Yeah, how about if you get a job and they say you can, you can make $30,000 or $2 million. That's
mm-hmm.
a big difference, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you know, if you grew up, the guy says he grew up in New Jersey, and then he, you know, he might find a body, but not a prehistoric animal. That's what a guy says.
Wow.
The guy who dug in, it says, I dug into a dirt, and something cracked, and he didn't know it was the time, but he had hit a little piece of tooth. That's what it says. So it looks like an elephant. It looks like an ant between a cross. Hybrid of like an elephant and an anteater.
Wow.
A mammoth. No, it's not even a mammoth. Something like that. But anyway, you know, if you find, you know, find something like, I don't know how is this gonna turn out. They say when they probably they'll keep it around. He said, what are you going to do with it? He wondered, and then, if I keep it around, my wife might throw it at me, he said. So he's probably going to donate it somewhere, you know. They can just put it together, maybe put it in their living room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Or something like that.
If it's long enough.
If it's long enough, that's right. It is about 30 minutes into the hour. We are going to take a break. One more. We're going to be playing some song here. This is Holy Man by the Soapbox Project, exactly. Derek Remner Race from Wisconsin. Derek Remner Race was there. He was there. Actually, at the Fernando Poniente show. If you want to see him, you can go to the SoapboxProject.com, I believe. Or you can go search him on Facebook, the Soapbox Project. Here's Holy Man. We'll be right back.
Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemies.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
All right, it's me. All right, we're back. This is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show. We have about 37 minutes into the hour, so we are ready to keep going here. We're running a little late. How are you doing?
Yes, we are.
A little late. But hopefully I can squeeze it into within, like, you know, 20 minutes of your time. I just want you to, kind of have a living up and you'll learn something, you know, when it comes to faith.
That's right.
That's right. The topic is actually why it is unrighteous to base your faith that Christ is a man just like us, so we can be saved according to the Bible. You know, there's people like that who believe that are actually religious denominations or people that believe that Jesus Christ is a man. You know that?
Yes. There are people that believe that. A lot of people that believe that, I think.
Well, we're gonna, you know, this is the thing that, you know, I'm gonna tell you that why it is unrighteous to base your belief, your faith, you know, that Christ is a man, just like you and I. And I'll tell you, you know, these teachings actually came from Brother Ellie and Brother Danielle. You can find they're teaching in mcgi.org, or you can go to livestream.com/Ellie Soriano. And I know that I'm going to attempt to do this, but I'm hoping and I pray to God that you should be able to understand what I'm trying to come across with this one. Here you go. The main question is going to start like this. Where in the Bible states that regarding salvation of man, where we should base salvation of man according to the Bible? Where? The things I want to start with is about faith. You know, the most holy faith, your faith. Where do you base your faith? And there's faith, and there's actually most holy faith. They're talked about in the Bible. And, if you go to Judas 20, it says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." It talks about most holy faith, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Build up yourself in most holy. That's what they're talking about, is most holy faith. Not just faith, but it's most holy faith. If you go to the verse 3 in Judas, it talks about, it says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith with was once delivered unto the saints." Jude. That's right. This is Jude, not Judas. But what was I? There we go. So if you read that, if you go into the book of Jude, there's a 20, "But ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith." you're having a. Did you tell Disney kids on there to quiet down? All right, so let's continue on. I hope you're following me, but all right, if you go to the, you know, if you're wrong, we will not be saved. So build yourself in the most holy faith. if you go to why is that? Because, you know, if you go to 2 Peter 2:1, go to 2 Peter 2:1, it's going to tell you. And just bear with me here, because I know that I'm not really good at flipping, flipping the Bible here in a minute. Okay. And the 2 Peter, Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thanks for asking.
Okay. All right. So you're following me so far?
I had to step away for a moment, but I've been following you most of the way.
Right. Okay. I want to apologize. I said, you know, it's not, it's Jude, actually Jude, right? So I'm reading a Tagalog, and I said Judas in Tagalog.
Yeah.
Judas.
I know. Sometimes I also get confused, like when I'm, because in some Bibles in English, they might have an extra book called Judas. So, yeah, it's good that you brought that up, that it's not Judas, it's Jude.
It's the book before Revelation, right? It's the book before, yeah. The book before the Revelation.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you have the Bible with you. Do you have a Bible with you?
I do not. Would you like me to get one?
Oh, if you can, so you can be able to follow me.
Okay.
With the, so we're talking about, you
got
one?
One moment. Nope, not
okay.
Yet. One moment.
All right. The whole day, you got a whole day. You got a whole day here. So we, when you get the Bible, I want you to turn into the 2 Peter 2:1. I want you to follow me from there. 2 Peter 2:1. So,
yeah.
Just, hey, you have one? I heard you asking. All right. I'll read it real quick. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord, that bought them, bring upon themselves with destruction. What are you talking about? What are they talking about here? Bring in a damnable heresy. What does that mean? What are you there? All right. I lost my co-host. Damnable heresy. Mute you real quick. So we'll, there?
Okay, I got a Bible. Where would you like me to turn to?
Well, I just read the 2 Peter 2:1, and I'll help you follow me here so the listener can follow also. But there were false prophets also among the people, even if there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. So those false prophets is actually a force of false teachers. They can bring in damnable heresies. What does damnable heresies mean, Don?
Ones that, like, are misleading, that can bring you actually to hell, like, can mislead you. Think, like, sometimes there's people, like, they call themselves prophets or teachers, like preachers, and then they're telling you, oh, this is the way to be saved. You know, you have to believe this to be saved. And people follow that. And it's not really in the Bible. I mean, there's even, like, religions out there that teach you to, like, bow down to idols. But they say, oh, no, well, we don't have to just go by the Bible. You have to go by tradition.
Right.
And those are some examples.
Exactly. That's some examples. Let me break that down for you. I mean, we all know what damnable means, right? Damnable?
Yes.
Damnable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damnable and heresy is actually what meaning in the translation in Greek is actually heresis, meaning literally choice or selection. So there's a damnable choice or damnable, selection. Because if you believe in a false teacher,
Yeah.
I believe that it's like the topic right now is, you know, there's some teachers bring in that make you believe that Jesus Christ is a man.
Right.
You know, they're like ministers, like in the Philippines, especially the Church of Christ.
Uh-huh.
You know, with Mr. Manalo in the Philippines. You know, they believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Not just them. There's multiple religions out there that believe that.
And
to believe them, you're going to be in damnable, you know, you're going to be committing damnable heresy.
Mm.
And that's part of that. It says in 2 Peter. And if you go, and I can prove that to you, if you go to Galatians 5:19-21, Galatians 5:19, are you there?
Not yet.
Maybe I can beat you
I
there.
Am there. I'm there.
Can you read
I'm
that?
5:19-21. 5:19-21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the NIV version, which I usually don't use, but it says the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred,
mm-hmm.
discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me read that on the King James Version. On Galatians 5:19, it says here, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So heresies, it's in there. You will not inherit the kingdom of God, you know, if you base your faith into something that, you know, that's damnable.
Mm-hmm.
And where you should base your faith? To Christ.
Right.
To Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. You know, where you should base your faith? Of course, it's to Christ. The proof of that would be if you go to John 14:1. I can go there real quick. It's John 14:1, because I think we've got to keep going here because I'm running out of time. John 14:1, it says right here, 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And this is who's talking?
Jesus Christ.
He's also
mm-hmm.
just talking here, I know. And he's talking about to believe in him. He's talking about himself. Believing in God, believe also in me. Okay? It's not just him talking to believe in him. It's also God himself. God the Father himself said that. If you go to John 3:16, you know, the verse that's commonly used by the so-called Christians, 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen?
Yep.
Amen to that? Okay.
Amen.
So, we should base our faith into Christ.
That's
you know,
right.
We have that, right? Base our faith not to those damnable heresies. You know, most holy faith should be based on, you know, Christ, Christ himself.
Yep.
You know, but and also the question is what type of faith? What type of faith? You know, so you say the faith is you believe in Christ, right? And what kind of faith is that? What kind of
mm-hmm.
faith should be based on Christ according to the Bible so we can be saved? Do we have, I'm asking, what kind of faith? What type of faith?
You have to believe that he was not a man. Like, he was not a man like we are a man.
Let's look in the Bible. If you go to Titus 2:13. If you go to Titus 2:13, I'm going to go ahead and read that because we're running out of time again. 2:13. If you you follow me.
Yep.
2:13. Right? I think I lost my... Okay, here you go. Looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Savior, Jesus Christ. We know that the God, you know, God is our, he's the one who's going to save us, God.
That's right.
This is where all this, other religious beliefs actually have twisted all this verse, saying that, you know, the God, that Jesus Christ is a man.
But
listen again. Looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, now that's, he's the one. He's the one that's our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we need to have faith that Jesus Christ saved. Because he is God.
That's right.
You know? He is God. He's the one that's going to save us. Not man. Man cannot save us on Judgment Day. No man can save us on Judgment Day. You know, if you go to the... And why is that? Because if you go to the Psalms 146, verse 3, you got to keep going here again, because I am running out of time. 146, verse 3. I am right. 146, verse 3, right here. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man. That's clear. That says not in the Son of Man, not of any man, in whom there is no help.
Right.
No man. That's what it says here.
And
he cannot save you. Man cannot save you on Judgment Day.
Yep.
You know. And what else? What is the proof? If you go to Jeremiah 17:5. Jeremiah 17:5, and says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, in whose heart departeth from the Lord. Say, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Why would you want to trust a man? You know? That's what it says here. That's one of the proofs. Proof we cannot be trusted in man. We can't be based our faith in man. So why, you say? You know?
Why?
Why? Why? Because man's are liars. If you go to Romans 3:4, and I'm going to go flip that real quick in here. Romans 3:4. And it says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. It is written that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So God be true, but every man a liar. Every man, that means all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Female, male, kids, even kids lie.
Yeah.
You know, kids is like my 3-year-old. I have a 3-year-old right now. You know, it's like, and he likes feel something, and I say, hey, who did this? You know, he's kind of, you know, frightened by it. He thinks he's in trouble. You know, he says, no. Did you do that? No. And I'm just fine because he says mo on the no. He says mo.
Yep.
All men are liars. All men are liars. So here's what we're going to do here in a minute, okay? You know, this Blog Talk Radio is going to cut me off, and I know that, you know, there's a lot of stuff we have to cover here. I'm going to go push. I'm going to push this again for another half hour, so I hope you guys tune in. I'm going to push this for another half hour here in a minute. But, and I apologize for, you know, if I, for my shortcomings, and, you know, if I miss something. I know I'm not a pro when it comes to this, and I can only hope that I can be as good as the Brother Ellie and Brother Danielle in delivering this message. But with God's help, I think I want to learn. I want to learn how to do that. I'm going to give you the last word, and hopefully you catch me again here in a couple minutes. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a couple minutes. I mean, last word.
So you're going to continue on with the topic to explain why in the Bible it says that we can't believe that Jesus was a man.
I'm going to call in again, and hopefully in about 3 minutes, in about 10 o'clock or 10, 11 or 11:30, hopefully I'll be able to get something here in a minute.
Good.
Right. So
I really like learning about this, and I think that with Lord's help, you know, you're doing a good job trying to, because, you know, a lot of people are out there think that Jesus was a man, tempted just like a man. So I'm looking forward to you showing in the Bible where it says that you can't put your trust in man and that why.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good that you're sharing it with people also, because I also used to think that he gave up his, you know, I don't know if it would be called godhood, you know, when he came here to the earth, I thought that he wasn't God anymore. But
can you call back in about, can you call this number again in about 30 seconds, okay?
Once
again, this is the Pony Anthony Show. Just call back and to this number, 347-884-8125, and we'll continue.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.